And welcome to another episode of the Dog on a Trucking Podcast. With that, this episode is a little bit different because we are formally introducing my new co-host, Mr. John Farquhar of Summit Risk Solutions. Johnny, welcome to the show. John Farquhar.
Hey!
Welcome to the doghouse. How are you?
Well, then, I'm wonderful. Thanks for letting me come back in again. I didn't even have to pay this time.
Yeah, but why in the... John, we've got a huge announcement.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Huge.
Yes. Woof, woof, woof. Big. It's big. It's big. It's like a whole kennel of dogs going to go on here.
And I am very excited and happy to say that Mr. John Farquhar of Summit Risk Solutions has agreed to come on the show as a co-host. So,
yay! Well, I wasn't even forced.
And we threw confetti and everything.
Woohoo! All right, it's like a party already.
Yeah. So John's had the opportunity, due to timing, to already co-host his first show with me. Watch in the future as we talk about rebranding of the podcast. Yay!
Hey.
And I'm excited, John. I'm excited because it brings a different personality and a different perspective onto the show with me.
I think it just adds some more fun. There's no doubt. The show's already fun. You make it fun, but I think we can just add more fun. And, you know, and as I've said many times with lots of people, hey, two heads are better than one. Three are better than one, and you just add more fun.
Yeah, and just for any guests that are looking here, they don't have to be bearded. You don't have to be gray.
Just the hosts have to be.
But you do have to come on the show with the attitude of, I'm going to have some fun and enjoy this.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So because we learn much more when we have fun.
Exactly. And Johnny's going to make sure you have fun.
Yep. Guaranteed.
So, hey, John, what do we... So you're going to be moving forward as often as possible.
Perhaps
not every show. And one of the things we've talked about for our listeners is when I take a vacation, for instance, John will host his own show. Which is exciting. And so as often as possible, we are going to have two hosts drilling our guests.
This will be fun. We'll get them from both sides.
Well, certainly different perspectives, at least.
Oh, big time. Big time.
And we think a little bit differently. We think the same.
Yep. So, John, in a lot of ways.
Give our audience a quick background. And while the audience is listening, if you know my background before I give it, look at the alignment that John and I have. So, John, what's your background?
Oh, geez. Let's go way over there. And I actually started out as a truck driver. I drove truck and then became an owner operator and then owned a number of vehicles and then moved into the ownership role of said company. And then when we kind of got out of that, we got into risk management, safety management, did a lot of that for my own company, but then started doing it for other companies. And then, lo and behold, I got snagged up by an insurance company that said, hey, come on over here and help us. So did that for a number of years and walked away from that last year to say, hey, let's do something different. So, and here we are.
And so John's doing something different. He's been doing this for just over a year now.
August 4th last year is when we launched. And so we're just a hair over 12 months now.
There you go. And today's August the 27th. So when
27th, yes. Yep.
So, and if you heard John's background, other than owning a trucking company and being an owner operator, which I've never done, but I too was a truck driver and then I became a safety guy. And, I was an operations manager and then a safety guy. And then I worked for a different insurance company.
Exactly.
You know, and then 7 or 8 years ago, I went on my own. So, but the only place I have more experience is being a fool and starting my own company. My own consulting company. You started trucking companies way before me.
Yeah, but at least the thing was you didn't start that company in the middle of a pandemic. That's what's so much more fun. So,
recently you also moved homes.
Yes, I did. I just actually finished that about a week ago. So we sold our house and, you know, like you, kind of work from home, have your own office in the house. So we had to upset everything, move it to a new location, reset and whatnot. And so we've still got in my office where you can't see, thank goodness, we've still got boxes piled everywhere we have yet to unpack. So that'll probably take 6 months.
Well, see, look at, I don't work from home. I work in the basement here, green screening. My girlfriend owns her own business, and she has, through that, she's a dental hygienist in Hamilton, if anybody needs a good dental hygienist. Yeah. But
there we go.
She has a 2,000 square foot building, and the basement, which is kind of dungeon-y-ish, she gives me free rent as long as I do repairs and computer projects and stuff for her. So
it's a trade-off.
Yes. It's a barter system.
Exactly. Well, and so what's perfect is when you're a bad guy and she sends you to the doghouse, well, you're right where you are now anyway. So,
Through the pandemic, I showed up here. I mean, her business was shut down at the very beginning for 3 months. So I would show up here every day because I was the only one in the building. So it was perfectly safe, but it also got me out of the house, which was mentally important, probably more for her.
No doubt. Yes. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. John, let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Sure.
Just out of curiosity, we talked last week on the show when we had Matt Richardson on about Canadian ELDs. What's your take on the fact that Canadian ELDs have to be certified by a third party? Good thing, bad thing, it doesn't matter.
I think it's fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. It's about bloody time. So let's kind of take a step back to 2018. I was working for an insurance provider, and my right-hand man, who was working with me, the two of us actually discovered a number of ELD devices that were editable.
Well, let's give a shout out to Mike Derry.
Okay, we can do that. I didn't know if we wanted to mention him or not, but he's an awesome guy.
He's an awesome guy. He does a lot of voluntary work for the Hamilton Transportation Club.
Fleet Safety Council.
Yep. What am I thinking?
Hamilton Niagara chapter. Yes, he's fabulous as well.
A shout out to Mike. But
him and I had worked together, and we discovered this, and then we kind of blew the lid off of it, shared it with the OTA and some of the transportation associations, and that was long before Canada had their rules in place yet. So this is was just shortly after the launch of the US, and so taking that and running with it as the associations did, and really put pressure on Transport Canada to say, look, you need to have a certification process. Big plus, much needed. So, and even the industry themselves have said, yes, it's been needed for a long time. They knew it was out there, and they didn't like it, but you know what? Some people wanted it. Some drivers wanted it. So now it's going to get kiboshed.
Yes. And in the US, of course, there are, there's still manufacturers out there now who would not meet the Canadian guidelines. There are manufacturers out there who are self-certified as per the U.S. regs that say they meet the U.S. regulations and don't. And the lawyers are having a field day in critical crashes where you're using one of those ELDs, because the lawyers all know what you know, and they know probably better which ones don't meet the criteria.
Right. Yeah. They'd be seeing them in the investigation and court proceedings. So,
if, If you're operating one of those and you have a significant crash,
wow,
I feel sorry for you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's one, I think it's in New Jersey that I've read about. And, yeah, I mean, the truck driver's in trouble because he was over hours at the time of the crash.
Yep.
And they have proven now that the ELD got adjusted somehow.
Oh, geez, yeah, amazing how that happens automatically. It wasn't my fault.
So. And, you know, the trucking company's certainly involved and named in this lawsuit. And, yeah, the lawyer is just having a heyday.
Yeah. So. Oh, I can just imagine. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on the end of that stick by any means.
Yeah. And I congratulate you and Derry, by the way, for bringing that.
Well, thank you.
Because it was the Guarantee Insurance Company was your employer at that time.
Yep.
And you guys raised the flag. And you actually got something done. It turned out that, I mean, the Guarantee was the first one to say, we won't insure you if you're using these providers. But the other insurance companies quickly all jumped on board and all said, hey, if you're using one of the ones that we know can be manipulated, we don't want you as a client.
And that actually was a great opportunity because there was... I don't want to say it. There was no collaboration between insurance companies, but what it was a great opportunity for Michael and I to reach out to our counterparts at the different insurance providers, you know, your Northbridge, your Old Republic, your Avivas and whatnot. We reached out to those risk specialists and said, hey, come to this meeting. We want to enlighten you and educate you on something we've found. And then as well, talk to your clients. And get them to show you if their devices are editable or not. And that's how it really helped to kind of expand that, where the other insurance providers, they pumped it up to their underwriting and legal staff. And next thing you know, it's everybody's going, no, you're using this device. We're not interested in insuring you. And that made transportation companies step up and evaluate their own ELD providers a little bit better.
Yeah. And how can an insurance company cancel you midterm? If some of the listeners are wondering, well, you can't just cancel me midterm for that. They can because if you are knowingly using a device that can be manipulated, you would be called a moral risk. And if your morality is not very good, insurance companies don't want you and don't need you, quite honestly.
Yep. And they can cancel you pretty quickly. But you'll have a 30-day window to go find somebody new. But at the end of that 30 days, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention before we wrap up? We got a new co-host on the Doggone It Trucking podcast. Woo-hoo. Maybe a new name. Johnny and I are throwing some different ones out. Hey, listeners, if you guys or girls have a suggestion for a name for a trucking risk podcast, type it in the show notes below. Send John or I an email because that would be, we're looking for a new name. All right.
Yep. That would be cool.
And we talked about the certification of the ELDs. Anything else we need to nail before we wrap this quick, short episode up?
So as of today, how many certified ELD providers are on the list?
Well, today is August the 27th, the date of the recording, and there is one. And a shout out to Hutch Systems. They are the only one currently. They are Canadian, located in Abbotsford, I believe, if I remember.
Abbotsford, BC.
BC. So a Canadian company. Yay for Canada.
Yeah. And a small company at that. Like, they're not a big player in the industry, but kudos to them for pulling this off.
Yeah, absolutely. Several other ELD providers I do expect to be certified. Certainly Geotab, another large Canadian, ELD provider. I'm hoping they get certified.
Me too.
You know, I would believe Isaac, another Canadian significant player. I don't know how large they are. They are probably a more premium device supplier. I think they're a little more expensive, but with a lot more tools.
Big time.
Isaac out of I believe they're Montreal, Quebec for sure.
Quebec for sure. And they're actually marketing big into the U.S. right now.
I would expect them to be certified.
Are
there any other significant? I know Streamline is another Canadian player. They're a smaller outfit. Anybody else that you are aware of that's Canadian?
I was going to say Big Road, which is part of Fleet Complete.
Yes,
yep,
sir.
They're Canadian.
Sorry, how could I forget our friends over at Fleet Complete, who also own Big Road, both Canadian companies, yes. Thank you. See, so, this is why I need a co-host. I would have had a terrible omission.
Sometimes they're just too darn close. They're in Kitchener. You're in Hamilton. See, it's too close.
Well, and Mark Moncion is a, I would say, a mutual friend. I believe you know Mark.
Exactly. Yeah, right? I know Mark. So, great guy. Great volume of information that guy spews out. Yes.
Man, if I have a logbook question, I usually go to Mark.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy. Agreed. Agreed. He's up on all the rules, the regulations, what's going on and whatnot. So, you know, and I guess that's kind of the thing that's surprising, but we don't know the inner workings of the certification process and the lineup and the order that they're coming through and whatnot, you know, but I guess we all just thought it would be like a big funnel and boom, you'd figure the big guys would come out first. But interesting. Hey, and a big win for Hutch that they come out first. So we're curious to see who else is coming down.
As you know, I interviewed the CEO of Hutch and Gary Dhaliwal, and he told me off camera, he had educated me a little bit about the process. They first applied, I believe he, going by memory here, I think he said January, they first submitted. So it's a long process. It's not inexpensive. I know that. It is a significant piece of coin that... If you want to be certified, you're paying for this process.
Yeah.
And as he says, there's 450 criteria that you have to meet that they're supposed to be testing to. It is a significant test. And there's an annual renewal fee because apparently, and this makes sense after he told me, that they have to retest you to make sure you haven't made your software updates, haven't changed anything.
Right. So, makes perfect sense. Yeah. Well, and now you've got three testing bodies.
Yes.
So something I'd be curious to know, and we won't know this till it all comes down, but if you were tested by this certification body, do you still go back to that same one every time for retesting, or would you go to another one, or could you go to another one? That would be interesting to find out down the road.
Well, I had an interesting discussion with an unnamed source yesterday who told me that a second ELD provider was going to be put on the website today. And so I checked, and it's not there yet. They didn't divulge who it was. They did say it was a smaller Canadian player again. And it was going to be approved by the most recent company.
Certifier.
And that company's out of Alberta, I believe.
Yes,
and
yes.
That immediately raised some questions in my mind. If FP Innovations, who was the first and for the longest time the only organization, Hutch applied in January, and it took more than 6 months for them to appear on the Transport Canada's website.
Right.
How could somebody who was approved... I want to say less than 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was going to say the third one was, less than a couple of months ago. Yeah.
You know, how could they do the same testing? I don't know. It's just hopefully everything is good and of the same quality of testing.
Right.
You know, because it's, I honestly forget the Alberta company's name, but it's CSA and FP Innovations are the two that I can remember. The third company in Alberta, honestly, sorry, I forget who you are. I did see it, and I'm happy that there are three because hopefully, I mean, obviously, FP Innovations must have been inundated with applications, and perhaps that's one of the things that's contributing to the significant weight, because if FP Innovations tests many things, apparently, they're not just an ELD testing provider, so...
Yeah, I'm just
Googling.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to scour it up here and see who. Here we go. This is the listing of that's the listing of the approved devices.
Wow, it doesn't matter, Johnny. Let's wrap this.
Well, wait. You know what? Monday, probably when you do the secrets of safety dog on Monday, Maybe something will be posted up as to who that second ELD device is.
Yes. Okay.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I can do it. So you just gave me a shout out. Thank you. Shout out to Safety Dog every Monday, Secrets of Safety Dog, often with a pro tip. Just since you brought it up, I thought.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Well, you got to have, I love it that there's a pro tip. Like this, this is free information. Why would you not watch the dog going at it on Monday, giving you a free tip? It doesn't cost you a dime. You don't even have to bring him into your business. You don't have to call a consultant. He's going to give you a free pro tip. Yeah, get on it, people.
You know those damn consultants.
I know. They're expensive. They're just expensive.
You know. Anyway, with that, John, thank you so much. Our big announcement. John's co-hosting the future podcast. I won't say what the name of it is because we're up for suggestions.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be cool. Be neat. We could maybe do a contest out of it. Come up with a new name, you know?
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to our buddy Bruce Outridge. Bruce, you got any names for a new podcast name?
Exactly. There you go.
Cool. And when I say Bruce Outridge, he has the, John, help me. What's the name of his podcast?
Lead Pedal Podcast.
Yes. And Lead Pedal Radio.
Yes, the real. That's good country music. Oh, good country music. Yep. And you know, he has some different shows on there too as well. I think the Safety Dog is on that every now and then.
This podcast does go on his Lead Pedal Radio show at 10 a.m. on Thursdays, along with Stan Campbell's the trucking, what the heck? Truck Talk, isn't it? Isn't that Stan's show?
Yeah, trying to remember the name of it now. Gosh, it eludes me. Don't you hate that on a Friday? It's a weekend time. It's like brains aren't working anymore. Yeah.
But a shout out to Stan Campbell. He also has a great trucking podcast.
Yep. Well, he has a radio show too, dude. Is he not?
Yes.
The Truck Dog or Trucker Dog?
Truck Talk, isn't it?
Damn. See that? Don't you hate that when that happens? Our brains aren't working.
Yep. All right. With that, we'll just, it's a Friday. It's, God. We'll just
rock. Lot going on.
All right. Thanks, John.
Time for a hot dog.
We will talk soon and looking forward to seeing you again on the next recording of The Dog of the podcast.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Whatever it's going to be called, it's going to be fun. You're going to want to be there.
Exactly. You're going to hear John and I laugh.
Yep.
If nothing else. All right, Johnny.
And there might be some good stuff we'll share.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Awesome. You too, my friend. Be cool.
All right. Thanks, John. Just to wrap it up, thank you all for listening. And please hit like and subscribe if you are getting some value out of the content here. Safety Dog and Summit Risk Solutions, thank you so much. And don't forget, what is your suggestion for a new podcast name? We are looking for suggestions. All right. So with that, that's it for this week. Safety Dog is out.